Mind Food Radio, Smart Thinking with Michael McHugh and Ben Starr.
I love some of the topics we get on our program.
Well, it's all about educating people, you know, and it's that whole thing, what Mind Food's about, smart thinking. And I think if you can empower people, you can get people to think for themselves. It's about knowledge. And we've got a really interesting guest today, a high school principal. So sit up, Ben.
Moving students from spoon-fed to independent.
That's right. I'd like to welcome to the show college principal and head of senior school at Masada College on the North Shore in Sydney, Wendy Barrell. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, how are you, Mike?
Now, tell us, you've had some really interesting, I guess, change over the last few years in and around educating the students.
We're trying to encourage students to value their own thinking and to realise that their thinking is to make it more creative and more empathetic, to be more problem solvers and not to look to the teacher for the answers, but to look to the teacher with questions, and we think the questions are probably more a reflection of their thinking than the answers in lots of cases.
Have you needed to kind of re-educate the staff then in terms of teaching principles?
Oh yes, we've done lots of PD with the staff. I mean, a lot of the practices they were doing anyway, but a more conscious way of doing it and embedding it really into everything we do. And we also have, you know, tried to educate the parents so that they can also echo some of the methods we use in the home as well.
So what does a culture of thinking look like in a school?
Well, it's visible. Another word for a culture of thinking is visible thinking. It's originated in Harvard and it was called visible thinking, and there's a visible thinking website. So it's visible in that there's thought, the children's thought process. It's not necessarily the end product that we're valuing. It's the process of getting to the end, if there ever is an end. So the thinking is visible in the classroom. It doesn't have to be the finished product that's valued. It might be their thoughts around the room. It's also seen in the language of the teachers. So even something as basic as what makes you say that is a core to a culture of thinking, to make children stop and think about what is the logic behind what they've said and justify what they've said rather than just throw something out and to go through the thinking process of how they got to that conclusion.
What about peer pressure in that though? Because a lot of kids act up, you know, within a peer pressure environment and sort of
that's one of the great things about a culture of thinking is that everyone feels that their thinking is valued and there's no shame in putting something forward, because everyone's idea, if you can just say why you thought that, is valued. And also a lot of the routines have their thinking put on post-it notes and then stuck up so they can be anonymous as a thinker and with their ideas, so they don't feel shy to put forward their ideas if they're just in an anonymous form to be discussed by the rest of the class.
So Wendy, when you compare yourself to other schools, do you think other schools allow a culture of thinking or they don't allow thinking?
Oh, look, I think everyone would be doing thinking. I don't think they always focus the children on their thinking and think about... We're trying to get the children to think about their thinking and be conscious of their thinking. I think that's one of the differences. And trying to... I mean, why we first came to it was also to move away from spoon feeding, because I think a lot of schools... the children feel secure and the parents feel secure. The students have lots of notes, so it's about what the teachers can give. We're trying to move it a bit more into what the students can give rather than the teachers, more of the facilitator rather than the answerer of all their questions.
So how can parents support a culture of thinking at home?
By just doing that, not looking for just loads of notes as a reflection of how much the children have learnt in class.
Okay.
And also echoing that, when the children say things to them, ask the same question, what makes you say that? The same sort of language that we're using.
Wendy, thanks for being on the show today. I know it's fascinating, anything with to do with education, and I think the approach you're taking with this whole culture of thinking is really exciting.
Well, thank you.
Mind Food Magazine and Mind Food Radio. Together, smart thinking.